Hello, Red Shirts, and welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I discuss doing more game preparation in Roll20 to continue simplification of running Delving Deeper online. But first, we have a call-in from Jason.
Hey, Larry, Jason here. Fun game last night. Apologize about the technical issues. Thank you for putting it on. Look forward to playing again. And don't worry, your players are not listening, so if you let slip any campaign details, it's all okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Jason. I'm glad you enjoyed the game. I had a blast running you guys through it. And don't worry, I'll be sure to discuss all the secrets that await in the... So here we are, episode 156 of the Follow Me and Die podcast. Today is Saturday, Saturday Scrawl, and the topic is Roll20, more game prep. In the Thursday episode, I mentioned the first session of my new Delving Deeper campaign on Roll20, and I recorded Thursday's session after that game, so it was fresh on my mind. After having some time to think about it, I definitely want to add directions on my map notes, so that depending on the direction of travel, I can avoid the left-right, east-west confusion I often seem to have. I'm thinking having a note card with the words left and right, east and west, with arrows, and I can change that, and if it's going back out of the dungeon, I can flip the card over and have the directions switched so that I get it right. I think that would be the best tool for me to avoid that problem. And then today I was fiddling around, well, actually last night, and I figured out how to create a macro that will show a picture in the Roll20 chat. And in order for that to work, the picture has to be on a service like Imgur or Photobucket. And just this week, Photobucket implemented a new limit on their free accounts, and Imgur does not have such limits, so the easy choice was I created an account on Imgur and uploaded the images for my macros. I then solved adding a die roll in that macro so that the die roll is displayed, followed by a picture of, for example, the morale table or the reaction table. So I then don't have to go look up the table. I just run the macro for reaction. It gives me the reaction roll and the reaction table. And if there's any modifiers, I can add that to the roll or subtract from the roll. And then I spent time making a table of contents for the GM-facing handouts. And I copied and pasted the player-facing information to a player table of contents, and that will just minimize the number of windows that I need or a player needs to keep up with what's going on so that your screen isn't full of all the windows hiding whatever else may be on the screen, such as the chat or the maps that the players are trying to make on the screen. It's theater of the mind, but maps to help figure things out, and I'm making the player's map. I also added some folders to add some more organization so that nearly every handout is in a folder so that when they're all closed, you can see all the major topics of each folder. And then I shared all that I'd done to the Discord channel. Somebody asked to see a copy of the macro I did, so I shared that. And then I shared the table of contents I did. One of the macros that does a roll and shows a screen is a table I made for the clerics and followers of the God of Luck. They have a holy coin that they toss for binary questions, yes, no, left, right, etc. And then there's a table for what is my luck or fortune going to be for the day, And it's a modification of the reaction roll table where you take 2d6 and a 12 is fortune shines on you and 3 or less and fate is due. And then there's some sort of negative connotation that's a little bit better than the worst, than a neutral connotation and a positive connotation. And I'm trying to work out how I want to do some bonuses for the clerics that are faithful to using that table, that in time they'll maybe get a plus when they make their roll to improve their odds. Just something to make it a little more interesting. The Jason plays the cleric and he really enjoyed that table. And I noticed that there have been several others on MeWe and other places that are getting into Delving Deeper to see what it's all about. And Delving Deeper is not new. It's been out for quite some time. Version 4, which we're using for the game, was released in 2014, so it's over 5 years old. I don't remember when the first version came out. That's the one that's on DriveThruRPG, but it was originally done as a box set, and there was a whole hullabaloo about that falling through, but some people picked up the pieces and kept it going, and it's really great that we've got it. And what I like about it is it's simple. You've got one small book that's, how many pages is this? Let me just turn and see. So 129 pages. You've got character creation, items, dungeon creation, treasure population, random monsters, wilderness, terrain, random encounters, monsters, treasure, everything you need. And it's fairly well organized. I do find that there are certain things that are not in a separate table, so it's in the text, like the hirelings for torchbearers and such. There's not a table for that. You've got to find it in the text where it says that. So little things like that that take a minute to find, rather than try to memorize those, I put those into my table of contents so that basically it's like an electronic Game Master screen, except it will let me see whatever I need to see ASAP. I've got a link to a spreadsheet of all the monsters. I've also got my physical book that I can turn to, and I've got bookmarks all over the place in it. I need to go through and I guess use my highlighter and highlight certain passages so it stands out a little better. But I think it'll speed things up as far as minimizing what I want to turn to, because I want to try to use it rules as written as much as possible. I do have a couple of house rules that are pretty minor. I was kind of surprised that somebody mentioned the way I did experience point surprised them, but I guess I did it the way I've always done it, so I don't know if that's rules as written. I'll have to look at that. I'm just really having a good time with that. I've been working on my September PDF, which is mountain and hill terrain and encounters. I've got lots of ideas for that, and hoping to have that wrapped up and released on the 23rd. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that's, I always shoot for the 23rd of the month for the release, which that'll be a week from this coming Monday. So I've got a good framework. It's just a matter of filling it in. I'm getting better with Affinity Publisher. I've spent so much time getting ready for this Delving Deeper game. It's been a lot of building stuff and refamiliarizing myself with macros, because I haven't dug into a Roll20 game for quite a while, so I'm kind of rusty. But now that I'm refamiliarized and figured out a few things that I didn't know before, I think I've got a really handy little thing there. I'm working on PDF I can share of the macros and so forth I've built. So anybody else that's wanting to see what they are, you can use it for your own Delving Deeper, BX, or other game. I'm just really enjoying that. And so I'm trying to be focused on the positive side and move forward. There's been some people complaining about some PDF that's been published to give suggestions to help people run a game at the table. I've not even read it, so I don't know exactly what all's in it, but... So thank me now. I cut out 3.5 minutes of rambling about what I've read. A couple other people comment on this article that I haven't even read, and or not article, but PDF and articles I've scanned, and I see that there's podcasts on it I haven't even listened to, so I'm not going to even go there. The whole point is gaming should be fun. If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. So go out there, game, have fun, enjoy the people you're with, and as always, game on.
To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com. My podcast on Anchor is also on several other places where it is syndicated. And if you listen to my podcast on iTunes, please leave a review. I also have a YouTube channel devoted to various RPG topics. And my most popular series is Roll20 for the Absolute Beginner. So if you are not familiar with Roll20 and you want to start online gaming either as a game master or a player, check out my series. You can find all of my various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. Check the social page on my blog to locate me across the various social media. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like my podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways that you can support my efforts. First, please let me know, and more importantly, tell others. Just getting the word out there is very important, and I invite you to consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on DriveThruRPG. I have over 12 and counting RPG-related PDFs on DriveThruRPG. I'm also working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in 2020. You can find the sign-up sheet for the announcement mailing list on my blog. And finally, I have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo by Satine Phoenix. I really hope that you support me, and for everyone that's already supporting me, I thank you so very much. I hope you're all having an awesome day. Thank you very much for listening, and game on.